Exercise 3, page 117.
Now it's time to welcome travel writer Simon Farrier, who's here to talk to us about his career. Good afternoon, Simon. From your books, it's clear that you're passionate about your work. Have you always wanted to be a travel writer?
No, that came later. Growing up, I was influenced by my father's passion for photography. I spent my weekends, camera in hand, wandering around the city looking for pictures. I had a Saturday job in a camera shop, so when it came time to leave school, a career in photography seemed to be a natural choice.
And you had a job as a newspaper photographer, didn't you? How did that lead to travel writing?
Well, it was a small local paper and sometimes we'd be short of staff. If there was no journalist available to do a story, the editor would ask me to write a few words to go with the pictures. I enjoyed the work, and as my writing improved, I was given more to do. Soon after that, a friend asked me to write an article on flamenco dancing in Spain for a travel magazine. The rest, as they say, is history.
What do you find most difficult about writing?
Usually I can knock out a piece in an hour or so, but occasionally I make a struggle to get started on a project. When that happens, I force myself to write something, anything, just to get words down on paper. You can always improve it later.
And what about ideas for travel articles? Is it hard to come up with them?
Absolutely. Finding a new angle, something fresh, can be extremely difficult. So much travel writing today is unoriginal. You know the sort of thing. City type moves away to a rural location, suffers culture shock, but eventually falls in love with the way of life there. It's been done 1,000 times, and now readers want something different.
What advice would you give to an aspiring travel writer?
First of all, don't give up your day job. Writers are paid well, but work is hard to come by. Early on, before you build up your contacts, there can be long periods of unemployment. Secondly, research the publications you want to write for. Each has its own particular style and won't take stories that don't fit. Finally, you have to be clear about what you've been asked to write. I've wasted weeks on a story only to find it wasn't what the editor was looking for.
Of all the places you've seen, which is your favourite?
I've seen more exotic places, but I'm particularly fond of Seville. I went there for my first story. It has everything I love about southern Spain. Blazing hot sun, Moorish architecture, flamenco, tapas. What more could you ask for?
Finally, how do you see travel writing developing in the future?
Sometimes I worry that people will lose interest in it. But then I read one of those classics like South by Shackleton, and I realise that a great story will always be a great story. Maybe the future is in writing travel blogs where you can follow the author's adventures as he has them. But I suspect that whatever happens, there will always be demand for a good book.